You are listening to NYC Radio Live. My name is David Ellenbogen. This is the first podcast I am dropping after our 24-hour Ragas Live Festival, which is about 2 weeks ago, where we had 24 straight hours of live performance. They've all been uploaded, except for one I can't find, but I will find it. And it's true, Rachmaninoff said that there's music enough for a lifetime, but there's not enough life for music or time for music. I don't know, look it up. Anyway, this is a very exciting podcast for a couple of reasons. One, it's a live performance from the new New York-based Gnawa group, Inov Gnawa. So that's very exciting. The live recording sounds incredible thanks to a new partnership with Phil Duke of Continental Recording Studios out in Long Island City. He came to WKCR and helped me with the engineering, and it sounds incredible. And Inov Gnawa are dropping a new album tomorrow. They have a show at Littlefield on Wednesday night, and then at Lincoln Center this Thursday night, a free show with Gnawa Diffusion, which is a really great and exciting kind of fusion Gnawa band. And if you don't know much about Gnawa music, you will by the end of this podcast. It's one of the great traditions. So at this time, we will jump into the live performance. We'll also later hear some tracks from their new album. And yeah, check this out. Here we go. Live from the WKCR studio, here is Inov Gnawa.
Be alone. باب الحبيب بسم الله بدينا بسم الله بدينا بسم الله بدينا ونبي صلينا باب 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 يا علال يا وسك الجبال باب يا علال سك الجبال باب الحبيب ما قاتك حالي يا ما قاتك حالي يا ما قاتك حالي ويا كالوال سلبتني
يا ابا سيدي
مليتني
يا ابا الله رجايا
بابا
الله رجايا
يا سيدي
الله رجايا كريم سيدي
لا 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 عمري داو عرفوني عمري داو عرفوني عمري داو عرفوني وزادوا الأموني بابا الحبيب نمشي ورفاقة يا نمشي ورفاقة يا نمشي ورفاقة ونلبي العربي سلبتني
يا أبا سيدي
بليتني
يا أبا الله رجايا
بابا
الله رجايا
يا سيدي
الله رجايا الكريم لولا سراج النور ما تكون ولا يفقصون
So that was two songs recorded live at WKCR earlier in the week, expertly, I must say, by Phil Duke of Continental Studios. And that was Samir Langus, who was playing the sintir and leading the band. But usually, he couldn't make it that night. Usually, the band is led by the master Malim, Hassan Ben Jaffer. And at this time, I'd like to be the first to play a track from their brand new self-titled album, Inov Ganawa. And you'll hear the band at full strength, led by the Malim, and then we'll have a conversation with the band and play a little bit more music, still a little more from the album, and then a little bit more from the live set we did at KCR. So enjoy. Here's Tura Tura.
Thank you.
You're listening to NYC Radio Live. My name is David Ellenbogen. I'm here with the gentleman from Inov Ganawa. That's a band led by Hassan Banjafar. And in the studio here are Samir Langus, Amino Belyemini, Said Burhana, Ahmed Jaruda, and Nawful Atik. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fun and beautiful music you played. Maybe right off the bat, people are going to hear these sounds and they'll be curious about the lyrics. So maybe could someone tell a little bit about some of the words? What?
Well, it's spiritual music. It's Ganawa is a Muslim brotherhood in Morocco, so it's like Sufi music, so the lyrics are praising the prophet, the saints, and in certain situations, different songs, the ancient malims or ancient masters or other important people that are part of the Ganawa culture. But essentially, it's a praise to God and the prophet, and asking for healing to heal our soul and heal the pain.
Ah, and so healing music. And I guess a lot of people also don't know much about the Ganawa people. Can any of you guys give a little history of who they are and where they came from and where they are today?
Well, there's not much written really about Ganawa, unfortunately. There's a lot of different stories, but we know for sure that it appeared at some point in the 600 years ago in Morocco, parts of Algeria, Tunisia, in North Africa, and through the trade route of Africa, which was all the way from, you know, east to Morocco, so going through all the countries. But there's definitely a lot in from West Africa too, and Mali definitely, because there's a lot of songs where we talk about the Fulani people, Bambara people, the Hausawi, which is all over West Africa and Mali, and so they came to Morocco and settled, and then they kept their ritual and their tradition, which is called the Lila, which is one night where you perform the whole ritual, and for a while, they were kept as slaves under the Kingdom of Morocco, and then at some point, they were emancipated, and Ganawa became more and more social, and a lot more people from Morocco, not necessarily being from Ganawa blood descent, being from the bloodline, became Ganawa because they grew up in Ganawi homes, and so now it's become all over the place, and now we have lots of festivals that play this music, so it's gone to another dimension. It's not just sacred all the time. They can also use it for entertainment and party. And so, yeah, that's in a nutshell.
Yeah, and the instruments, too. It seems like the sintir definitely has an African
Yes,
roots.
There are many West African and North African instruments that use three strings, that use leather skin and gut strings. You find that all over the place. We were just talking with Ahmed right before this interview about this instrument from Guinea. He was showing us that has also a very similar thing. It's upright and you have strings, and then there's a body that you hit with the hands also, so you have this percussive element. So you find that all over, yeah.
Right, yeah, the Ngoni is basically
Ngoni
a
too,
small
yeah. Yes,
sintir.
The Khalam, the Tidinit in Mauritania too, yeah.
Wow, and are all of you in the band, it seems you're all Moroccan, but are you all from blood Ganawa, or are you just attracted to the music?
No, absolutely not. That's what's very unique about this band, is that none of us are actually quote-unquote Ganawi, which means
we...
Except the Ma'alim, who unfortunately is not with us today. He's a master musician, and in Morocco, there's a specific thing you have to do to become a Ma'alim. Not anyone is a Ma'alim. You have to go through a lot and learn everything about Ganawa. The drumming, the singing, the castanets, the sintir, the what we call fraja, kuyu, all these stuff that are very, very hard to learn. You have to know all of that, and then other ma'alims or other masters have to decide that you become one because you've performed the whole leela and then you did a good job, so you have that title. And so Hassan bin Ja'far is one of those. So we are honored and blessed to be part of his ensemble and to work with him. But all of us, we're just part of this because we love it and we love the music and it's healing. And we also have Samir Langos, who's on his way to becoming a ma'alim. So we're also very lucky to have him.
Wow. And maybe, so since you weren't necessarily born in the tradition, are there rhythmic things or melodic things that were challenging or that you know, that are unique to Ganawa music? Maybe some of this clapping or this kind of thing?
Well, definitely. Ganawa is very unique, but it's also very Moroccan. It's a Moroccan culture. I mean, you find some of this music a bit in Algeria too, in Tunisia, but Ganawa in Morocco is very strong. And there are many schools. So we have the Tangier school, we call Shemeli, we have Marsawi, Marrakesh, Essaouira, we have Shilhawi, Ganga, the Southern, the Tuaregs too have their Ganawa. It's very rich and complex. And that's just one part of Morocco, which is Ganawa. Then you have so much music. So we as Moroccans, when we grew up in a country like that, we're from a very young age, we're used to these rhythms that are very actually complex, because when we play this music to people that have never heard it, they don't understand it at first. Where is the beat? Where I don't feel it right. It's very complicated. But we grew up with this music, so it's easier.
So could you guys maybe explain or give an example of some of these clapping patterns that we might be like?
Sure. So we can show you that one of the basic ones is that one person will be on one accent and another on another, and then together it makes the full groove of what the qarqaba does.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right,
So, yeah.
I still don't get it, but cool. So
it's very polyrhythmic. It's based on 12-8 basically. Uh-huh. If you want to think about it in music,
right?
Theory, it's 12-8, but very very swung.
Oh, yes. Okay. So
but,
you're
but
just
at the
going.
End, it doesn't matter because you just have to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you can't write it down.
Right.
You just have to listen and play it.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I wonder if, you know, I think that there's parts of this culture that people don't like just to tell everything to everybody about. But I know that this is traditionally used in a ceremony and with a lot of depth and in, you know. So I wonder what you feel comfortable talking about when you say of the Leela ceremony, like, a little bit about what that is, or
I don't know what you mean by the depth, but
well, I mean it's no joke.
No, yeah, it's no joke. I mean, they think it's what that's coming from. I mean, we are like Aminu said earlier, the Gnawa music is coming from Africa.
Yeah,
you know, from West Africa. So those people, and they came to Morocco by trade, trademarks. They were like travel around that. So. Africans people, they came with their culture, with their beliefs, and their beliefs, they were like play music for their gods. They were like different kind of gods. So when you get to Morocco and mix with the religion, when they say the religion is not only the Islam, because also the Judaism, there is a songs, there is like a full ceremony for Jewish, like now Jewish style of Gnawa music too.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you know when those like the African culture mixed with the Islam, with the Sufi Islams. So all that makes it give us that ceremony that it's like has a part, like some spiritual part that like everybody feel it different, can't like really definitely be explained for, you know, mm-hmm. like so because it's a personal feeling or a personal contact with the music or with the powerful energy that's around. But the ceremony itself is just like a big night, long night for music that people like dancing. Everybody like prefer different song. They'll be dancing, mm-hmm. music, food, incense, you know. And anybody can be in the ceremony, and doesn't have anything like, you know, it's the holy thing about it. It's like inside the people, it's themselves. It's not like right. the ceremony. It's yeah. Mm.
Well, ceremony, it's a lila ceremony. I mean lila, right? Mm-hmm. It's not anybody can. It's lila is for healing people. Mm-hmm. It's a serious thing, and a person who's sick. He cannot just go and do a lila. Lila has to be like a prescription from a shaman mm-hmm. to the person to do a gnawa lila.
Right.
It's not the sick person who decided to do a lila that is, you know, it doesn't go that way. So the shaman will decide if it's a gnawa lila. Or there is other groups, other Sufi music, like mm-hmm. Jil Jilala and Isawa, Ahmed Shah. There is other groups like Gnawa who plays also, they play spiritual music, mm-hmm. healing music, different than Gnawa.
Can you guys give an example of anything that you've seen of someone who had some kind of ailment, mental or physical, and they seem to be helped from the ceremony? Is that something you've witnessed?
Just the music by itself, it heals people all over the world. It doesn't have to be Gnawa music.
Right.
So Gnawa music is a part of that international
right.
healing music. So
I understand what you're saying.
It suits people. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you listen to jazz, it might make you feel better. You know,
right.
or you listen to reggae or listen to different music, salsa, it's the same way. But with spiritual music, it's a little bit different. That when they call spirits the whole night, and there is a sacrifice of an animal most of the time in Lila.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's just kind of spirit that spirits can come into the people themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's very interesting because this is all around the world that these traditions
it is.
Everywhere.
It is. It is. Yeah. I just recently I discovered that in Dominican Republic that they have similar music to Gnawa music,
right?
And they use it for spiritual mm-hmm. Healing. Exactly the same beats and just a different language,
right?
But they are Christian, you know.
Yeah.
And they use exactly the same music for healing.
Wow.
So, and in Cuba too, in
yes.
Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all related. It's not only an African thing, or probably everything originated from Africa.
Yeah.
To other countries.
I was just in Korea, and they have a spirit possession ceremony I witnessed. But it's they're playing some music, gongs and drums, and this reed flute that sounds like a saxophone. Like, but they choose different clothing, and then they get possessed by the spirit associated with the clothing, you know.
That well, it's like... As my friend Saeed said, this music, like, it goes by colors.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, like, 7 colors. And that's what, you know, they have in Republican, Dominican Republic. So it's like the same. So they do have colors, too. Because I've met a guy and we start talking about Gnawa music and colors and stuff. And he said, yes, you know, our music, too, we do, like, ceremonies like this. And it goes by colors. So I think like the Gnawa, like we have the 7 colors. We have the white, the green, the black, the yellow, the red, the blue, and each color represents different spirit. Like the red color represents the Beshahemu,
and you know, the black color represents the forest, Ghaba, and we have the whites and the green, they're like the Shorafa. Plus we have non-color songs. We play them like at the beginning of the ceremony. These are like, has no color, and they're just like for fun, you know, to entertain, you know, the people, you know, in a lila, and that's how the lila starts.
Right. And your job as musicians, you're controlling the energy somewhat, right? Like, it's your job.
Well, one thing we didn't really mention, but it's the most important thing, is that the medium, how to have the healing, is through trance. Ganawa is about trance, and how you get to trance, you dance. So if you're sick, if there's a spirit that's in you that's messing you up, then the color of that spirit will speak to you. Some people will trance all night on just red, and then once there's another color, they won't trance anymore, because that's what it speaks to them. So it's these rhythms that keep repeating. They get faster and faster, more castanets working. You get into a trance, and then you can't feel anything. Some people can even hurt themselves, but without feeling the pain, you know, with knives, put candle wax. You can do whatever you want at that point when you're in that state. And that's right. What the Ganawa is about trance.
But the musicians... Your job is not to fall into trance, right? Or is it?
Like, yeah, as a musician, you have to be focused.
Sometimes you don't have a choice.
It could happen.
Yeah, it could happen.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's just like, for me, there is a song that whenever I play it, I cry. Mm. It happens to me, you know, personally. But it doesn't happen like every time. Every time I play that song, it has a connection with this, with the atmosphere, like the space, the place where do you play it, and that gives like a, like we can start a lila anywhere, but it may not be like as good as it's gonna be in a different place,
right?
Because the atmosphere is very important.
Well, thank you for sharing all of that. So you guys are also playing bars, Williams, but you know, you're not just playing ceremony, you're playing...
Yeah, no, we don't play bars. Ceremonies, actually.
Maybe. You don't play ceremonies. You play parties, and you're coming out with albums, and you're playing Lincoln Center. So I know that July 15th, you're playing Littlefield, and July 16th, you're playing at Lincoln Center, opening for Ganawa Diffusion, and that's a free show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a free show. So that'll be a great time to see you guys full force. And there's a new album coming out that day, right? July 15th.
It's gonna be on July 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess maybe we'll play a track of that.
Yeah, you know, since the master is now with us here, and we'd love to play a song like let's choose Hamadi. Hamadi is a good song, so let's choose that one.
We'll do that. And, yeah, with the miracle of editing. Yep. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. You guys are based in Brooklyn or
in New York?
We're on a different
all around.
Yeah.
Okay, and from what I hear, you've been jamming with all kinds of different different musicians, different groups. Maybe you can talk about a few different types of groups you guys have been.
Yeah, last time we played with we opened for the Spirit Family Reunion at the Music Hall of Williamsburg. And, you know, because they saw us, we did, like, a show in a yoga studio in Brooklyn. And the guy, like, one of the members was there. And then he said, like, oh, you know, I want those guys, like, to open for us. But when we played with them on a show, on the stage, like, it was, like, similar music. you know, it has like the same vibes, like because they play like the country music and it's like traditional too. So like it's some, it has some relation, but the people like they were surprised because they were not expecting the Gnawa music to be as that power like that.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, we had a chance to open for the Stojus Brace too at the Brooklyn Bowl. And that was like such an amazing experience with the horns. And the beautiful thing is that when you mix Gnawa music with jazz or like with horns, it gives like a one sound.
Wow.
So it's like you found your family.
With Randy West.
Yeah, that's what exactly what I was going to say. Our master Hassan, master musician Hassan bin Jafar, he played with amazing jazz musician Randy Weston. I don't know if you know about him.
Yeah, no, he's been here too.
Yeah, okay, cool. So he played with him, and also he had the album with Balkan Beatbox.
Oh wow!
Yeah, cool. So he played with other musicians, and actually not only him. There is a lot of Gnawa that have been playing with. There is an amazing festival in Morocco right now. I mean, every year in June, and every year it's called Gnawa Festival, that they bring bands from all over the world, and they play with the Gnawa music, Gnawa musicians, and at the same time, like some kind of fusion music.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, we're not gonna say that we are the first ones that were.
Yeah.
Well, big artists, they discover Gnawa music in the 70s.
Jimi Hendrix,
Robert Plant, and other artists.
Did Jimi Hendrix go to Morocco?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sawira, yeah.
Rolling Stones. Jimi Hendrix, yes.
Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin. That's how he come out with his album Kashmir, which is about Sawira, you know. So people discover this music before, but now it's for us to play it, to get it out.
Yeah, it's the first time that there is a traditional Gnawa music band in New York that he played, in the place and all over. I mean, different kind of place, venues, even sometimes in little bars. So everybody can see the music, and we share, our culture with everyone. And that's the big idea about this band, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody will be hearing a lot more from Inov Gnawa, and thank you guys for coming. It's 2 in the morning here at WKCR, and that's probably, nighttime is the right time for this music, right?
Exactly. Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Well, any time is a good
Lila
time.
Lila means the night.
Oh, really?
That's
okay.
That's the name. Yeah, Lila is the night. So.
Thank you to Hassan Bajafar, Samir Langus, Amino Belyemini, Saeed Burhana, and Ahmed Jaruda, and Nuafol Atik. Did I do okay? Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I have one more thing to add. For as a band, like on behalf of Inov Gnawa band, we would love to thank Randy Weston for all the job he did to the Gnawa people in Morocco. Because he really helped Gnawa to be, to be all over the world. Because he went to Morocco, he spent time, and he collected so many masters from different parts of Morocco, and then he got them in a studio, and then he recorded them live. So on behalf of the band, we want to send him a special thanks from here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that inspires me, because I recorded about a 2-hour interview with him, and I haven't put it out yet. So maybe after this one, I'll make that the next podcast. Because he has stories.
He has a real story. He has a lot of stories. Yeah. And he met with the legends of the Gnawa music in Morocco.
Yeah, he spent a lot of time in Morocco, probably more than 20 years in Tangier. Yeah, he used to live in Morocco.
Right, he opened up a jazz club there. And
yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thank you guys, and see you soon, I'm sure.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. was Inov. So how awesome are those guys? That's Inov Ganawa. We'll finish off the segment with the last two tracks we recorded at WKCR with all those incredible musicians. And thanks for listening. More music to come. Peace.
أقول مرحبا
أقول مرحبا
طيب I'm